the little clock here. And it's not here, because he has a hard time seeing the clock in the back. Hopefully we will not go over. But I think you will... Jose Luis is our co-worker, and his wife, Refka. Refka means Rebecca in Arabic. So her family is actually from Morocco. So you can get that story. He's going to share some of that during his testimony. But I just want to thank you for your prayers on our behalf and traveling. I've traveled. I was in Spain for a month and then came back, and we've been in New York traveling and visiting, and we got out of New York just before the snow hit. So we were very thankful to get out of there just before that. But it was good. We visited several assemblies in Spanish up in New York, so that was real good. He didn't need translation there. He could just preach directly, so that was a real blessing. So I'm going to ask Coach Luis to come, and he can share his testimony, and hopefully he'll speak in short sentences, and I can translate. And if he speaks too long, then I might mess up, so you have to keep track. But he did bring the watch after all. Había reloj aquí, pero está fuera, pero ya.
Good morning. Poco más, ¿sí?
He doesn't know how to say much more in English.
Estamos muy contentos.
We are very happy.
Por el caluroso recibimiento.
For the warm reception that you've had with us.
A pesar de la barrera del idioma. A pesar de los problemas.
No. Es que es la palabra. Even though there's been the language barrier.
Muy contentos también.
We're very happy too.
De escuchar esta mañana.
To listen to.
Pensamientos.
Thoughts.
Que nos embriagan,
that saturate us in,
de olor a Cristo,
the fragrance of Christ.
Contentos también,
we're very happy,
de escuchar a nuestros dos hermanos,
to listen to our two brethren,
interpretar esa bella canción,
to interpret that beautiful song.
Si los hermanos lo hacen así,
if the brethren do it like that,
¿cómo serán los ángeles?
How shall the angels do it in heaven?
Mi nombre es José Luis Fernández.
My name is José Luis Fernández.
Soy nacido en España.
I'm born in Spain.
En una ciudad pequeña.
In a small city.
De al sur de España.
In the very southern part of Spain.
Llamada Cádiz.
Named Cádiz.
Posiblemente.
Very possibly.
Puede que sea Tarsis.
It could possibly be Tarsis.
De la Biblia.
In the scriptures.
Nací hace 35 años.
I was born 35 years ago.
En medio de una familia humilde.
In the middle of a very humble family.
Trabajadora.
A very working family.
Sencilla.
But very simple.
Soy el más pequeño de cuatro hermanos.
I am the smallest of four children.
Y vivíamos.
We lived in.
Para que puedan entender un poco.
So you can understand a little bit.
En una casa con simplemente dos habitaciones.
With two rooms.
En esas dos habitaciones,
in those two rooms,
dormíamos todos.
We slept, all of us slept there.
Comíamos.
We ate there.
Nos bañábamos.
We bathed there.
Aunque el agua había que ir a buscarla fuera.
Even though the water, you had to go outside to get the water and bring it into the house.
Y había 200 vecinos.
And there was 200 families that lived in that building.
Y un solo grifo de agua.
And only one spigot of water.
Para que puedan entender un poco,
so you can understand a little bit more,
¿cómo era España después de la dictadura?
How was Spain after the dictatorship of Franco?
Había mucha miseria.
There was a tremendous amount of poverty.
Mucha necesidad.
There was a lot of need.
Y familias con muchos hijos pobres.
And families with a lot of kids and very poor without the means to supply for them.
Mi padre siempre ha sido muy trabajador.
My father has always been a very strong worker. He worked a lot.
Un hombre muy duro.
He was a very hard man.
Trabajaba en el puerto descargando barcos.
He worked in the port of Cádiz.
Y sus valores para nosotros,
his values towards us,
era ser honrado,
be an honorable person,
y ser trabajador,
and be a worker.
Pero,
but,
él no era un ejemplo.
But he wasn't an example.
Nosotros vivíamos con el problema de tener un padre alcohólico.
We had the problem of living in a home with an alcoholic father.
En España, en los años 70,
in Spain, in the 70s,
80s, y hoy en día,
and even today,
ha habido un gran problema con el alcohol.
There has been a tremendous problem with alcoholism.
Había anuncios.
There was publicity.
Beber es cosa de hombre.
Drinking is a manly thing.
Estaba bien visto el alcohol.
That's how the society viewed it. It was a thing of men to drink.
Aunque había familias prácticamente destrozadas.
Even though there was families that were totally destroyed.
Y ese, nuestra familia era un ejemplo.
And our family was one of those families.
De cara afuera,
to the people outside of our home,
parecía que todo iba bien.
It looked like everything was just going fine.
Pero dentro,
but inside,
era un infierno.
It was hell.
Mi padre trabajaba.
My father worked.
Uno o dos días seguidos.
One or two days successively.
Cobraba.
He got paid.
Y se lo gastaba en bebida.
And he used it drinking.
Cuando llegaba a casa,
when he got home,
nosotros le oíamos.
We would hear him coming.
Y aún vestidos.
And even dressed.
Nos metíamos en la
we
cama.
We got in bed as quickly as we could.
Nos escondíamos de él.
We hid from him.
Porque si nos veía de en pie,
if he saw us standing up in the house,
nos empezaba a pegar.
He would begin to hit us.
Toda su ira,
all his wrath,
descargaba sobre nosotros.
Would fell upon us.
Ese fue el ambiente.
That was the atmosphere
en el que fuimos creciendo.
In the that we began to be raised in.
No había cariño.
There was no loving kindness.
No había amor.
There was no love.
No había autoridad.
There was no authority.
Sus valores,
his values,
no funcionaban en nuestro hogar.
It didn't work inside the home.
Mi familia era católica.
My family was Roman Catholic.
De nombre.
Of name.
No practicábamos.
They did not practice, none of them.
Dios estaba a un lado.
God was outside of the family.
Nos llamábamos cristianos.
We called ourselves Christians.
Pero Cristo estaba muy lejos de nosotros.
But Christ was very far from our home.
A la edad de 18 años,
at 18 years of age,
mi hermana la mayor,
his oldest sister,
se casó,
she got married,
para salir de
to get out of the house.
El ambiente dentro de casa,
that atmosphere in the home,
se hacía insostenible.
It was impossible to live in.
Nosotros empezamos jóvenes a trabajar,
we all began at a very young age to work,
para ayudar en casa,
so we could help in the home,
porque nuestra madre,
our mother,
hacía de puente entre nuestro padre y nosotros.
She was the bridge between dad and ourselves.
Todo su deseo,
all our ¿quién?
De mi madre.
All the desire of his mother
era que no le faltáramos el respeto a nuestro padre.
Was that her perspective was that they should, as children, not lose respect of their father.
Aunque ella recibía los golpes de mi padre.
Even though she received the hittings from and the beatings from him.
A veces la veíamos con magulladuras.
Sometimes we would see her with the different bruises in her face.
Nos mentía.
She lied to us.
Decía que se había caído.
She said that she had fallen down the stairs or something like that.
Pero nosotros sabíamos que no era así.
And we knew that it wasn't that way.
A la edad de 12 años,
at age of 12 years old,
trabajaba y estudiaba.
He was working and studying.
Trabajaba para ganar unos $3 a la semana.
Yeah, I was working to earn $3 a week.
Los cuales entregaba en casa.
I would come home and give them to my mother.
Pero para ello, tenía que dormir en la calle.
But to do that, I would have to sleep on the street.
Con 12 años.
With 12 years old.
No había control en nuestra vida.
There was no control in our home.
Seguí trabajando.
I continued to work.
A ganar dinero.
I received more money.
Creyendo que eso iba a ser la felicidad en mi vida.
I thought that would be what would bring happiness to my life.
Era un necio.
I was a fool.
Porque eso me destruía aún más.
It destroyed me even more.
Dice las Escrituras.
The scripture says.
Que hay caminos.
There is a path.
Que al hombre le parecen rectos.
That appears right to a man.
Pero su fin es camino de muerte.
But the end of that path is death.
Eso era el destino mío.
That was my destiny.
Porque a medida que iba ganando dinero,
as a measure I was earning more money,
ya no estaba dando en casa,
I wasn't giving it at home.
Ya me lo gastaba.
I was spending it.
En vicios.
In vices.
En alcohol.
Alcohol.
En drogas.
Drugs.
En todo lo que pudiera.
And all that I could spend it on.
Aun habiendo tenido el ejemplo en casa de un padre alcohólico.
Even though I had the example in home with my father being an alcoholic,
a la edad de 13 años probé drogas.
At 13 years of age, I started experimenting with drugs.
Primero fumándolas.
First, I started smoking them.
Y luego tomando pastillas.
Then I started taking pills.
y a la edad de 16 años,
at 16 years of age,
probé la heroína.
I tried heroin.
Primero fumando.
First smoking it.
Luego terminé pinchando.
Then injecting it.
Mi vida era, no tenía sentido.
My life that had no purpose.
Quería morirme.
I wanted to die.
Me daba igual.
I didn't care.
Con 18 años ya era un adicto a la heroína.
At 18 years of age, I was a heroin addict.
Mi único pensamiento era cómo poder vivir para
my only
robar.
Thought in life was that how was I going to get the next money to, for the next six.
La familia completamente destrozada.
The family totally destroyed.
Pensando que eso iba a cambiar mi vida, me fui voluntario al ejército profesional.
Thinking that I was going to get out of the home, the way I was going to fix my life was going to become a volunteer in the armed services.
En un principio quería ser escolta del rey.
At first I wanted to be a bodyguard of the king of Spain.
Hoy soy soldado de Cristo.
Now I'm a soldier of Christ.
Pero lo que no me daba cuenta, que eso era la, para mí la tumba.
What I didn't realize, and that as I got into that stuff, that was going to be my tomb.
Cuando estaba en el ejército,
when I got into the armed services,
me dieron la triste noticia,
they gave me the sad news,
que mi madre había muerto.
My mother had died.
Con 52 años.
With 52 years of age.
De un infarto.
Of a heart attack.
El mundo se me vino encima.
The world just came and just engulfed me.
El puente que había entre nosotros,
the bridge that was there between family, was gone.
Creía, ya no tenía para mí sentido el vivir.
I didn't have any purpose to live.
Y me enrabié con Dios.
I got totally angry with God.
Decía, si tú eres un Dios justo,
if you're a just God,
¿cómo te llevas a mi madre?
How could you take my mother?
Y mi padre sigue vivo.
And leave my dad alive.
No entendía, en verdad.
I didn't understand.
Que los caminos de Dios,
that the paths of God,
son inescrutables.
Are inescrutable.
Cuando salí del ejército,
when I got out of the armed services,
mi padre, pues, me echó de casa.
My father threw me out of the house. Didn't want to have anything to do with me.
Estuve viviendo en la calle varios meses.
I was living on the streets for several months.
Aún en invierno.
Even in the winter time.
Dormía en cualquier lugar.
I slept anywhere I could find a place to sleep.
Comía incluso a veces de las papeleras.
I would try to find whatever I could, and sometimes I had to go to the garbage cans and get the food out of there.
Toda mi idea era
all my life, what?
Levantarme y drogarme.
It's wake up, and find the drug, and get another fix.
Tuve dos intentos de suicidio.
I had two tries at committing suicide.
Y ese era el camino por el cual estaba llevando todo lo que es mi vida.
My life was going in that direction continuously. Death.
Un día, sentado en una plaza,
one day I was sitting in an open plaza in a town square.
Estaba recapacitando.
I was rethinking what my life was like.
Diciendo, no tengo nada.
I don't have anything.
Mi familia me ha dejado.
My family has left me.
La policía anda detrás mía.
The police is on my back. I'm staying one step ahead of them.
¿Qué me espera?
What's left in my life?
Me hablaron de un centro de rehabilitación cristiano.
Somebody spoke to me about a Christian rehab center.
Los centros en España se le llaman granjas.
The centers in Spain, and this is a pun. There's a play in words here, and it's hard to translate. Okay, it's called a farm. They go to the farm.
Y yo decía que las granjas eran para los pollos.
I said that the farms are for the chickens.
Yo no era un pollo.
I wasn't a chicken.
Segundo, no me veía tan mal.
I didn't see myself as that bad.
Pero ese era mi problema.
But that was the problem I had.
Había tocado fondo.
I had reached the bottom.
No tenía nada donde agarrarme.
I didn't have anywhere to grab onto.
Dios había en el tablero movido todas las piezas.
God in the board, in the chessboard, had moved all the pieces.
Y era un mano a mano entre él y yo.
Now it was between him and me.
Evidentemente ganó él.
Surely he won, of course.
Pero accedí a ir a ese centro.
I finally accepted to go to that center.
Pero con mucha desconfianza.
With a lot of mistrust and distrust in the whole organization.
Un corazón muy duro.
I had a very hard heart.
Y con la idea de solamente estar unos días.
I just wanted to go there just for a couple of days just to check it out.
Hasta que pase el mal tiempo.
So I could go through that hard time of where you know you're going through withdrawals.
y poder estar en la calle.
And then I could be on the street again.
Cuando llegué al centro,
when I got to the center,
llegué con una maleta así.
I went with a little bag that was that big.
Esas eran todas mis pertenencias.
That was all my personal belongings in that little bag.
En el centro veía a la gente, a las personas felices.
In that center, I saw the people happy. They were joyful.
Eso me irritaba aún más.
That got me so angry.
Porque no creía que las personas podían ser felices.
I could not believe that people could be happy.
Yo iba detrás de ellos.
I would go behind them.
A ver dónde tenían la droga.
To see where they had the drugs.
En verdad, eran felices.
Truly, they were happy.
Eran personas que habían sido igual o peor que yo.
They were people just like me or worse.
Pero había algo diferente.
There was something different in their lives.
Había amor.
There was love in their lives.
Había paz.
There was peace.
No había amargura.
There was no bitterness.
Estas personas me fueron hablando de Dios.
Those people began talking to me about God.
Me decían, Cristo te ama.
Christ loves you.
Oh, me irritaba.
I got even more angry.
Quería pegarle.
I wanted to hit him.
Yo no creía que Cristo en verdad me podía amar.
How could I believe that Christ loved me?
¿Cómo me va a amar y con las consecuencias que yo tengo aquí en mi vida?
How is he going to love me with all the stuff that I have done in my life?
Era un necio.
I was a fool.
Porque no entendía.
Because I didn't understand.
Que mi pecado.
That my sin.
Me había llevado a esas consecuencias.
It was my sin that led me to those consequences in my life.
Dice las escrituras.
The scriptures say.
Que lo que el hombre sembrare.
What man sows.
Eso recogerá.
That he's going to reap.
Y en España decimos.
And in Spain we say.
Que quien siembra vientos.
That he who sows to the wind.
Recoge tempestades. Huracanes.
He harvests hurricanes.
Porque así digo esto. A medida que fue pasando los días.
As the days went by.
Yo me acercaba a ellos por un interés.
I was starting to get close to them because there was an interest.
Pero en verdad no quería saber nada de Dios.
But I did not want to know anything about God.
Pero hubo un hecho en mi vida que tocó mi corazón.
There was a specific thing that really touched my heart.
Después de tanto tiempo en la calle,
after many days and weeks on the street,
lo que menos te preocupa es el aseo.
The thing you don't worry about is hygiene.
Llevaba unas zapatillas.
I had some gym shoes.
Que llevaba días sin quitar.
Probably days and probably weeks without taking off.
Cuando en el centro me las quité,
in the center, when I finally took them off,
la habitación se llenó de olor no fragante.
That room was filled with a fragrance that wasn't very palatable.
Literalmente, olor a podrido.
Literally, rotten flesh.
La planta de los pies,
the bottom of my feet,
estaba abierta y la piel se caía.
They were cracked and the skin was falling off.
Cuando puse los pies en el suelo,
when I put my feet on the ground,
no rabiaba del dolor.
I was in such great pain.
Cuando los pies tuvieron agua,
when the feet finally had some water,
se abrían como grietas.
They had cracks in them that you could almost stick a finger in.
Pero había un chico,
there was a fella,
que con mucho cariño,
with a lot of tenderness,
con mucha paciencia,
a lot of patience,
me empezó a curar los pies.
He began to heal, work on cleaning and healing my feet.
No lo podía creer.
I could not believe it.
Mi familia no lo había hecho nunca.
My family wouldn't do that.
Mis amigos tampoco.
My friends could care less.
Pero una persona que me amaba en Cristo,
but a person who loved me in Christ,
me estaba demostrando el verdadero amor.
Was showing me the real love of Christ.
Eso fue a mi vida.
That was to my life.
Como chocar contra una pared y frenar.
Like to go and hammer a wall and just stop dead in your tracks.
Dios estaba preparando mi corazón.
God was working in my heart.
Estaba en verdad entendiendo el mensaje de amor que Dios tenía para mí.
I was beginning to understand the message that God had for me in my life.
Para un miserable pecador.
For a miserable sinner like myself.
Pero no solamente para mí.
Not just for me.
Hay algo que tenemos todos en común.
There's something that we all have in common.
Todos somos pecadores.
We're all sinners.
Y por nuestro pecado.
And because of our sin.
Estamos fuera. de la presencia de Dios.
We are out of the presence, separated from the presence of God.
Ese olor a pie,
that smell of feet,
ese era el olor de mi vida antes de conocer a Cristo.
That was the smell of my life before I knew Christ.
La vida de miseria.
A life, a miserable life.
A medida que iba escuchando el mensaje de la palabra,
as I began listening to the message of the Word of God,
iba abriendo mi corazón.
I was slowly opening my heart.
Había todavía cierta desconfianza.
There was still a certain amount of distrust.
Pero aún recuerdo también este chico.
I still remember what this fella did for me.
Dormía al lado mía.
He slept next to me in a bed apart from me.
Por las noches en la cama.
At night, by my bed.
Me ponía un evangelio según San Juan.
No. He would put a little gospel of John right next to my table, on my pillow.
Para que leyera.
So that I would read the gospel of John.
Yo llegaba.
I would get to the room.
Miraba el evangelio.
I would see the gospel of John.
Lo tiraba.
Take it and whip it at him.
Intentaba dormir.
I would try to sleep.
Pero lo primero que me encontraba por la mañana.
The first thing that I would find in the morning when I finally could wake up a little bit.
La cara de este chico.
This guy would see me with a smile from ear to ear. He would be looking at me as I woke up.
Oh, me.
And I was so angry.
Una noche, dije, voy a leer.
One night I said, I'm going to finally read.
Para que este pesado me deje.
So this guy would leave me alone.
Leí una porción.
I read a small portion.
Pero os puedo decir.
I can tell you.
Que fue la primera noche.
It was the first night.
Que pude dormir plácidamente.
I could sleep peacefully all night.
No sé cómo lo hizo el Señor.
I don't know how God did it that night.
Pero lo hizo.
But he did it.
Y eso me animó a leer todos los días.
And that encouraged me to read every night.
A medida que iba leyendo, iba entrando luz en mí.
As I read, there was more light. I was receiving more light from God.
Una vez un hermano habló sobre la parábola del hijo pródigo.
One day, one of the brothers spoke there at the rehab center on the prodigal son.
Cuando terminó y se marcharon,
when he was finished and the people left,
entendí que tenía una cuenta pendiente con Dios.
I realized I had an account that I was still had it finished with God.
Entendí que lo que había llevado de vida,
what the life I had lived,
era poco.
It was short.
A lo que me esperaba en cuanto a una condenación eterna.
Of what God was going to give me an eternal condemnation.
¿Sabéis? Entendí que la paga de mi pecado era muerte.
I understood finally that the wages of sin for my life was death.
Y entendí también que aun a pesar de la vida, aun a pesar de la familia que tenía,
and regardless of the family that I had and the life that I've lived,
yo era responsable ante Dios.
I was the responsible one before God.
Por mi pecado.
For my sin.
¿Sabes? Anhelaba y ansiaba tener felicidad.
I desired, greatly desired to have that happiness.
Anhelaba tener paz.
I desired to have peace.
¿Sabes? Hay personas que mueren por tener paz.
There are people who die or seeking to live a life and they die looking for.
Porque en verdad no han entendido el verdadero mensaje del Evangelio.
For peace, and they never get to find the true message of the gospel.
Que Cristo nos ha reconciliado con el Padre.
That Christ has reconciled us with the Father.
Y nos ha dado paz.
And that he has given us peace.
Paz verdadera.
Real peace.
Paz duradera.
Peace that lasts forever.
Me puse de rodillas delante de solo, me puse delante de Dios.
In my room, I got down on my knees before God.
Y le dije, Señor, aquí tienes mi vida.
Lord, here's my life. Take it.
Es una miseria.
It's a miserable life.
Soy un fracasado.
I am a disaster.
Soy un miserable pecador que no merece acercarse.
I am a miserable sinner that I shouldn't even be able to get close to you.
Pero Señor, te necesito.
But I need you, God.
Necesito que tú cambies mi vida.
I need that for you to change my life.
Yo sé que tú puedes hacerlo.
I know you can do it.
¿Sabéis? En ese momento.
In that moment.
Mis pecados,
my sins,
estaban siendo transferidos,
they were being transferred,
a la cruz,
to the cross of Christ,
a la persona de Cristo,
to the person of Christ.
¿Sabéis? A alguien que nunca había conocido el pecado,
to a person who had never known sin in his life.
Y la suciedad de mi pecado,
all the dirtiness and wickedness of my sin,
estaba siendo cargada en él.
It was being carried upon him.
Si nos ponemos a pensar,
if we just think a little bit,
a la edad que hemos conocido al Señor,
the age that we've come to know Christ,
cuánta suciedad no se ha llevado el Señor de nosotros.
How much dirtiness and wickedness has the Lord taken from my life?
Dice las Escrituras,
the scripture says,
que el castigo de nuestra paz,
that the punishment of our peace,
fue sobre él.
Was upon him.
Hacía años que no lloraba.
It's been years that I had not cried.
Dios me quebrantó.
That night he broke me.
Y le dije, Señor, te acepto como mi salvador.
I receive you as my savior.
Lloraba.
I cried.
Pero cada lágrima que iba saliendo por mis ojos,
drop of tears,
era como un saco de 50 libras.
It was like a sack of 50 pounds being taken off of me.
Que estaba quitando de mi vida.
That he was taking from my life.
Me fui a la cama.
I went to bed.
Y fui a mirar al que estaba conmigo.
I went to see the guy that was sleeping next there.
Ese día,
that day,
había pasado de muerte a vida.
I had gone from death to life.
Y yo era igual que
él. And now I was like him. I had a smile.
Éramos iguales.
We were equals.
Porque el sacrificio de Cristo,
the sacrifice of Christ,
había servido para él.
It served him.
Y para mí.
And me.
Pasé un tiempo.
There was some time passed.
Salí del centro.
I got out of the center.
Me congregué en una congregación en Salamanca.
I started meeting in a congregation, an assembly in Salamanca City.
Y unos hermanos, una familia,
some family there, some brethren,
me aceptaron como su hijo.
They took me into their home as a son.
El Señor me estaba dando un hogar.
God was giving me now a family.
Me estaba haciendo entender el calor de un hogar.
He was finally letting me understand what it is to have warmth in a family.
Fui a Madrid.
I went to Madrid.
A prepararme.
To prepare myself.
En una escuela bíblica.
In a Bible school.
Y además de prepararme.
And apart from also getting that preparation in Bible training.
Dios tenía algo preparado también.
He had something special for me there.
Conocí a mi esposa.
I met my wife there.
Se llama Refka.
Her name is Refka.
Ella es hija de padres árabes.
She is the daughter of Arabic parents.
Pero creyentes.
But believers.
Su padre, mi suegro.
My father-in-law, her dad, my father-in-law.
Era jefe religioso musulmán.
He was a Muslim priest.
Pero conoció la verdad.
But he found the truth.
Y hoy está predicando a Cristo.
And today he's preaching the gospel
en
of Christ.
Todo el mundo árabe.
In all the Arabic world.
Y su madre.
And her mother.
Es segunda generación cristiana.
Is second generation believer.
Dios sigue obrando.
God has been working.
Juntos. Teníamos el deseo de servir al Señor.
Together we've had the desire to work.
Y nos fuimos a un pueblo.
And we went to a small town.
De 15,000 habitantes.
About 15,000 people.
Que se llama Ciudad Rodrigo.
That's called Ciudad Rodrigo.
Donde estamos actualmente.
Where we are right now.
Donde colaboramos junto con vosotros.
They're working with us.
En el establecimiento de obra pionera.
In establishing pioneer works.
En un sitio muy cerrado.
In a place that is very hard, very close-knit,
donde el catolicismo romano,
where Roman Catholicism,
ha estado durante siglos,
has been there for centuries,
teniendo a las personas,
gripping people and they're in their power.
Pero si Dios ha podido hacer el milagro en mi vida,
if God has been able to do a miracle in my life,
puede hacerlo también allí.
He can do it in that town too.
¿Sabéis? Nunca se me puede olvidar.
I'll never forget.
De dónde Dios me ha sacado.
From where God has taken me.
Pero a ninguno de nosotros.
But none of us should ever forget.
Quizás hay aquí alguno.
Maybe there's someone here today.
Que puede decir.
That can say.
Yo no soy un drogadicto.
I haven't been a drug addict.
Pero sabes, sí tienes que dar cuenta delante de Dios.
But just realize that you're going to have to give accounts to God someday.
Por tu pecado.
For your sin.
El problema en España.
The problem in Spain.
Es que las personas no se ven pecadoras.
The people don't view themselves as sinners.
El drogadicto, sí.
The drug addict, sure.
El ladrón, sí.
The thief, sure.
Pero las demás personas no.
But not anybody else. Nobody else sees themselves as a sinner.
Y están más ciegos.
And they are more blind.
Que en verdad el aquel que se reconoce pecador.
They are more blind than those people who finally recognize that they are sinners.
Hay algo que tenemos en común.
There's something we have in common.
Y es Cristo Jesús.
And that's Christ Jesus.
Hoy mi vida.
Today my life.
es olor fragante.
It's a fragrant odor to God.
Olor fresco.
And fresh odor.
Olor a Cristo.
Fragrance of Christ.
Porque hay esperanza de vida eterna.
There is hope of eternal life in me.
He quemado muchos años de mi vida.
I have burned a lot of years of my life.
En el pecado.
In sin.
Hoy quiero hacerlo.
Today I want to burn my life.
Para Cristo.
For Christ.
Hasta que Él venga.
So He comes.
O me lleve antes.
Or He might take me before.
Muchísimas gracias.
Thank you very much.
Por vuestro amor y cariño.
For your love and care. If you turn with me to Acts 16. When I think of my brother's life and how God has changed his life, you know, we all come to a position in life where sooner or later we have to ask ourselves the question where we come to the point where, Lord, what are you going to do with my life? And in this chapter in Acts 16, the Apostle Paul finds himself in prison. He's with another brother in Christ, and it's about midnight. And you know, it's interesting that these brothers are singing songs in jail. Can you imagine? They're singing away. And all of a sudden, there's an earthquake, and it shakes the building up. And all their bonds break, and you know, the most common thing to do is probably get out of there. But, you know, the jailer was sleeping on the job. And all of a sudden, you know, he figures, the doors are all open. I'm a dead man anyway. So he's about ready to take the sword and do himself in. Because he knew that he was at the end of his ropes. And Paul at that moment says, stop. And he calls for a light. And they bring a light, and we're going to take it up in verse 30. And he brought them out and said, sirs, what must I do to be saved? What a question. It's probably the $1 million, I would probably say the $1 billion question today with how things have gone up in price. What must I do to be saved? And it's interesting. Most people, this is what they ask. What do I have to do? What must I have to do to get what you've been singing about? Because, let's face it, the prisons today, and I think I've told you how the prisons are in Spain. We've got outdoor swimming pool. We've got indoor racquetball courts. We've got indoor soccer fields. They have bathroom and showers in their own rooms. They get 3 meals a day. They get coffee at lunch break. You know, they get all sorts of different things. I don't see the jail where Paul was at as that kind of jail. They threw him in at the end. Sometimes you want to come visit us in Spain. We have some of those old dungeon type of castle buildings where we'll take you all the way down. And you can imagine the stinky, dirty places because they didn't have toilets. They didn't have showers. How could these brethren be singing knowing that they're in prison? And you can imagine, you know, here's this jailer. He probably fell asleep listening to the music. Now, all of a sudden, he's woken up and he's saying, uh-oh, I've lost my job. I've lost my life. I'm just about ready to take it. And he asked the question to these brethren, what must I do to be saved? And people are always asking, what do I have to do? Do I have to go to church? Do I have to stop doing this? Do I have to do the other thing? They're always stopping and thinking, what do I have to do? You know, that's so egotistical, isn't it? What do I have to do? Instead of thinking, what has been done so that I can be saved? And Paul, he addresses this man's question. He's in a time of need, and he says, verse 31, and they said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved, and thy house. And I'll just put a little blurb here. His house got saved the same way he did. They didn't get saved because he got saved. As I tell people, God doesn't have grandchildren. Okay? God only has children. So not because I get saved, my family gets them, all my children get saved. They have to get saved individually. And that's you find it later in this chapter, if you look at verse 34, it says, "And when he had brought them into his house, he set food before them and rejoiced, believing in God with all his house." Those members of his house who also believed in God. But here, he uses, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou will be saved." There was someone about 100 years ago put a wire across Niagara Falls. Tight wire. This was a person who did tight wire acts going across Niagara Falls. I know they wouldn't allow that today. But this fellow took the wheel off the wheelbarrow, you know, the rubber part, and he could put a wheelbarrow on that cable, and he could walk it across Niagara Falls and walk back and back. And boy, he got all these people watching him. You know, he could have made a fortune that day. But he said to the people, "Do you believe that I can walk this across and walk it back?" And the people just seen him and said, "Of course, we believe." He said, "Do you really believe?" "Yes, I believe." I said, "Who's the first person that wants to get on?" That person has to get on the wheelbarrow if they really believe to be carried across to the other side. See, we normally, people think, well, believe, I believe with my mind, but not with my will, with my heart that I trust in. Turn with me to 2 Timothy. Paul the Apostle addressing some things here, but just one verse. 2 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 12. "For which cause I also suffer these things, nevertheless I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day." That word "committed" is a word that we could use, easily translate, "that I have deposited." And that's exactly how it's translated in our Spanish Bible. "That I've deposited against that day." When I go to the bank and I take money, I say, "Please deposit this in the account." There is a certain trust level that they are going to keep that money there, that they're not going to fold, that they're not going to throw the money away, that when I come back the next day or the next year, I can take that money out. It's trustworthy. And when our brother was sharing his testimony, he turned over his rotten life to God. He deposited his life with all its rottenness, and God gave him a new life. Now, that's the only, you know, this is the only store that does it this way. You know? God is marvelous at taking the filthiness and the dirtiness and the rottenness from our lives, nailing it to the tree, and giving us new life in Christ. When we deposit our life with God, and God says, "I will never, never shortchange you when you go, come to the bank of heaven. And there I will always give you what I promise." Go back there now go to Romans chapter 4, and I want to read one verse in Romans chapter 4. Romans chapter 4 and verse 21. It says, it's talking about the life of Abraham, and it says, "And Abraham, being fully persuaded that what God had promised, God was able to perform." I am not the person who promises eternal life. I am not the person who promises that you will have your sins washed away. But God is. Jesus Christ is the one who promises. "He who comes to me, in no way will I cast out." It's a promise of God. He says, "All those who come unto me, he will keep. He will entrust them. He will keep them. He will not let them go." And so when this Philippian jailer found himself that night in a do or die situation, he cried out, "What must I do to be saved?" And the apostle said, "Believe on, put your trust, all your weight upon Christ." Not one foot in the earth, trusting your things, and one foot with Christ. No, no. Religion and Christ don't count. It's all Christ or nothing. That person had to get in the wheelbarrow and go across if they really believed. Otherwise, it's just mental assent. Someone said that the longest distance in the world is between the brain and the heart. Because to believe it up here is one thing, to trust it in the heart is another. And that requires, like Abraham did, that he was fully persuaded. There was no doubt that God was able to perform. And those of us who are Christians today trust what God says. We trust it because God stated in the Word of God. We have the Word of God written. God is no liar. He tells the truth, and he tells it 100%. So that Philippian jailer rejoiced that day. You know why? He believed God. He believed God. You know what? We rejoice. Our brother rejoiced the day that he fully believed God and put all his weight upon him. And that's what God wants to do with every person who is without Christ, that they would put their weight solely and fully upon Jesus Christ. Let's pray. Our Father in heaven, we thank you this morning that you are the God who works miracles, that you are the God who saves souls. And Father, we again continue to pray that you would work your salvation out in the lives of those who are yet without Christ. That, Lord, you would work out very clearly that they would understand, just as our brother stated this morning, what it took to come to know Christ. Father, we thank you again for those of us who have been saved, that, Lord, you have done such a marvelous work. We praise your name for the work of Christ on the cross. In his precious name, amen.
Just one verse of a hymn in closing, number 330. I'll ask you to stand once again. Verse 3, yes, Jesus is the truth, the way that leads you into rest. Believe in him without delay, and you are fully blessed. Only trust him. Only trust him. Only trust him now. 330, verse 3. Yes, Jesus is the truth, the way that leads you into rest. Believe in him without delay, and you are fully blessed. Only trust him, only trust him, only trust him now. He will save you now.
Service is over.